if you'll take your Bibles, turn to Psalm 138. Psalm 138. Brother Josh is going to make just a little lap around for me, and then he'll be in his car as well. Psalm 138, I'm going to read all 8 verses. You follow along silently, and then I want to preach to you today. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and by thy right hand he shall save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Thy mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Forsake not the works of thine own hands. Now, I want to help you today. I think, hang on here. I gotta hold my Bible down. There we go. Sorry about that. Technical difficulties. Preacher hadn't preached outside in a long time. I fear that we have a misconception of what the word praise means. Praise is misused as far as it's what we call praise. Praise is not some emotional, spooky, jump up and down, dance a jig, waving your arms around, I'm happy kind of thing. Praise is not something you do when you're happy about good that has come your way. The word praise does not have anything to do with good that has come your way at that moment. Praise is a command to every child of God. Now, praise, the Bible says, is an exercise. I want you to look at verse number 3. In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenedst me with strength in my soul. You get strength by exercise. You don't get strength by sitting at the gym watching everybody else work out. It's something that you have to do. Praise is not a party on good days. Praise is not the mountaintop, it's the valley. Praise is not for when all the bills are paid, it's for when the bills need to be paid. Praise is for these days that we live in now, and you wonder, how am I going to make it? Praise is like a daily physical workout. You don't do it because you're strong. You do it to maintain good health. You see, let me try to put it this way. You do it to stay healthy spiritually. You don't do it because something good happened to you. Praise is not a reaction to good. It's an action when things are not going so good. So God commands us to praise. But I want you to notice something. It doesn't say praise him for the good that comes to us. It says we are to praise God. We're to praise him. Brother Roloff had a sign that used to hang in his office. It said, praise God anyhow. Praise God anyhow. Brother Roloff had a very difficult ministry. Brother Roloff dealt with a lot of the down and out. He dealt with the downtrodden. He dealt with those that in and out of jail. He dealt with the worst of society. And he had a lot of victories, but he had a lot more defeats. Brother Roloff understood the necessity for that statement, praise God, anyhow. God tells us how we can get strong by praising him. And I want to show you that today. Look at verse number 1, Psalm 138, verse number 1. I will praise thee with my whole heart. That's the first statement. First of all, God wants us to praise him with our whole heart. Our heart is the seat of our emotions. God wants us to emotionally get involved with our whole heart and praise him. That means this, even when you don't feel like doing it. The heart, he didn't say praise me with half a heart. He said praise me with your whole heart. God doesn't want us to do it out of duty. He wants us to do it because we love him, even in spite of difficult days. Did you know God didn't bring the difficult days? Sin does. He didn't create the diseases. He didn't create sickness. He didn't create our problems from sin. We did that because we're sinners. So we are to praise him with our whole heart, not blame him for the way things are. Even when we don't feel like praising God, he is worthy to be praised. I'm going to read a verse to you, Psalm 18, if I can get there real quickly here. Psalm 18, verse number 3. The Bible says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so shall I be saved from mine enemies. Hey, when you have enemies, that's not always good, is it? But God said he is worthy to be praised, and when we praise him, he will save us in the midst of our enemies. So, praise is for God, not for our circumstances. That's an important statement. Praise is for God, not for our circumstances. You get an extra check at work. You say, well, praise God. Well, yeah, that's true too. And I think you could praise God for that. But how about when you don't know if you're going to get a paycheck or not and you still praise God? You're not strong because you can do it when good happens. You're strong when you do it and bad is happening. We are to be praising God for him being God. The event is not what praise is for. It is about giving God the praise that's duly given to him. Folks, we have a great God. If you want to shout amen, you can honk your horn, amen. y'all are nuts. I love it. If you want to say hallelujah, flash your lights, all right? But praise is to be for God, not because something good happened to us. Did you know God's good whether you had good things or bad things happen to you? Did you know God's good whether you have good health or bad health? Did you know God did not change? So praise is for God, not for ourselves. But as we do it, it makes us stronger so that when the tough times come, we don't get as discouraged. So first of all, God wants us to praise him with our whole heart. Secondly, God says to praise him for his loving kindness. Look at verse number two. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above thy truth. Can I tell you something? The word loving kindness. God is very loving and God is very kind to us. He did not have to save us, but he does. God did not have to do many of the things that he does for us. God reigns on the just and the unjust. That means this, we have a lot to praise God for. Look, we got a beautiful day today. We have a wonderful God. Is everybody well? No, but we can still praise God. Hey, I thank God when I got a shower this morning, we had hot water. Glory to God. I'm glad we had indoor plumbing. I'm glad for the food that we have. I'm glad for my family. I'm glad for God's love, his forgiveness, his mercy, his goodness, his truth, his everlastingness. Hey, those are things we can praise God for, and it doesn't matter what the situation is here on earth. It really does not matter what the situation is here. We can praise God for all those things, even in the midst of trouble, You see, we can praise God for our country. And though she might be sick and a little unstable right now, it's still the greatest country in all the world. We've got to realize we can thank God and we can praise Him for His loving kindness. Aren't you glad God still loves you? I'm glad He still loves me, in spite of me being a sinner, in spite of me being stubborn from time to time. And that's enough. Thanks, Brother Josh. In spite of me being not always as wise as I should be, no honking, please. In spite of all my downfalls, God still loves me, and God still loves you. God loves us no matter what. We have a lot to praise Him for. But number three, I want you to see something that blesses my heart. God says we're supposed to praise Him for His truth. Then He says, my word is truth, and has magnified His word above His name. Now, that's important. We may not always be able to praise God for what's happening, but truth does not change. We may not be able to praise God for every event that takes place in life, but we can praise God for truth. Did you know the Word of God does not change? Did you know that it doesn't matter if you're sick or if you're well, God's truth and the Word of God hasn't changed today? Did you know if you got a snotty nose or a fever or whatever, God's still good and His Word is still true? It does not matter where we're at in that situation, that God is good because His truth is always true. Now, we may not be able to praise God for the happening or the circumstance, but His word, His truth, never changes. But I want you to notice this. God says He exalts His word above His name. How many, and you don't need to raise your hand because I can't see you anyway because of the glare on the windshields. But I wonder how many of you heard a man's only as good, his name's only as good as his word. God has to exalt His word above His name to give His name credibility. He has to keep His word. That's why the Holy Spirit can't go contrary to the word of God, because He is God. God's word is the most important thing. He can't work outside the confines of the word of God. That's why man needs to quit changing God's word. That's why we are supposed to not listen to man's philosophies over God's words. We're to take God at His word at face value and leave it be. Folks, we can't improve on God or His word. We can't change the word of God. We can, but then it ceases to be God's word and becomes man's word. So God wants us in His word. May I say something? The average Christian does not praise God like he should because he's not spending time in God's word. The more you read it, the more you can praise Him for His word. The more you study it, the more you can praise Him for His word. The more you live it, the more you can praise Him for how His word works in your life. Thank God for the word of God. Did you know that it doesn't matter if you've got the plague or didn't get the plague? God's word is still true. Did you know that if you're feeling great or you don't feel good at all, God's word is still true? If you got cancer or you don't have cancer, God's word is still true. It really doesn't matter because God's word does not change, and that's what God wants us to understand. His words will not change. No matter how dark the day, no matter how dark the night, the word of God does not change. You always have something to praise God for because we have the truth of the words of God. Now, listen to me. I want to help you. This last point is very important. This last point is the key to the whole thing. When we praise God in the dark times, when we praise God through our tears, God will give us strength. somebody gives you something nice, it's real easy to say, well, praise the Lord. How about when things aren't going real good and you say, praise the Lord? I took a phone call yesterday morning. My dear friend and our friend, Brother Nathan Dorsey. His wife just passed away and we buried her 2 months ago. He texted me and then we called and he said, pray for me. He said, one of the good men in my church just passed away and I have to help him make funeral arrangements and it's 2 months to the day since Sarah passed. I said, Brother Dorsey, it'll be hard on you, but you're going to get stronger because of it. I taught him a little of what I just preached to you today. It's not because everything's going well. It's because everything's not going well that you learn to praise God. He said, I know, brother. He said, it's hard. I said, I know it's hard. He said, I don't even want to walk into the funeral home. I said, I know you don't. But that family needs you to. And you'll get stronger by helping them. You know how they feel. You better than anybody know how they feel. So use that to strengthen you. He got done later in the day and he texted me and he said, preacher, thank you. He said, it was hard, but you're right. I feel stronger. I said, it's because you did it right during the hard times. And because you did it right during the hard times, and you praised God during the hard times, God gave you the strength you need. By the way, each and every time you do it, you'll get stronger and stronger. Now, listen to me very carefully. Praising God in the hard times gives you stronger emotions because you're using your whole heart. Did you know some people don't control their emotions well? Can I tell you why? Because they don't strengthen them, they just let them run wild. God says we need to learn when the emotions are going wild, focus on truth, not the emotion, and allow truth to guide the emotion. That will strengthen our emotions to where we don't react the wrong way. Say, well, I just have a quick temper, preacher. That's an emotion, by the way. Well, it's not that you have a quick temper, it's that you've never strengthened it to control it. Well, I just have a way of popping off. We all have that. It's called sin. But if we'll learn to praise God, even when we're angry, we may not pop off like we used to. See, it's that strengthening of emotion. We're not supposed to close off to the world in depression to get strong. The world will tell you, oh, you've got to stay indoors, quarantine for 6 months. Don't go outside your house. Don't see anybody. Don't do anything. Can I tell you something? No, that's not it. I don't think we ought to be unwise. That's why we're doing what we're doing today. But may I say this? Too many people close off from everybody. The psychologists will tell you, well, you have too much stress. You just need to lose all the stress in your life. You can't lose all the stress in your life. You get stronger by learning how to carry it, not removing it. And you learn that by praising God in the hard times, and that gives you the strength of emotion to carry on during the next hard time. Most people focus on the event or the bad. Can I tell you how you make it through? You say, preacher, you seem to have a positive attitude. It's not that I have a positive attitude, I have a praise attitude. And the praise attitude is this. Well, praise God, look, we've got 40 or 50 people here at church today. We got parking lot full and where the tent was full of cars. I'm excited about what God's done today. Now, do I wish we had full strength church and everybody here? Of course I do. But I'm not going to cry over what we don't have. How about we praise God for what we do have and what we can have? And that's what it's all about. See, you praise your way to getting stronger. I understand sickness. I understand people not feeling well. I had to get my mom to the hospital yesterday. She's in the hospital right now. She's doing okay. She's going to be fine, but I get that. We have family crises like everybody else does too. But praise God, there's help. Praise God for the word of God. And I can truly say I'm thankful. I'm not thankful my mom is not well, but I am thankful that she has people taking care of her. I'm thankful she's in a spot to where she'll be better. Say, preacher, what do you mean? That makes me stronger so that when more bad news comes, I can handle the bad news. You see, you have to learn to praise God in the hard times, not just the easy times. Praising God when good happens is too easy. Now, listen to this lastly here. Take time to daily praise God. I think everybody ought to spend at least 5 minutes a day where you do nothing but you tell God and praise him for all that he's done for you and how good he is, how wonderful he is, the truths of the word of God. Take at least 5 minutes. Take out a 3x5 card or a piece of paper, write down a list of things to praise him for, and go through the list and praise him for it. Can I tell you something? When the bad days come, you'll have a habit of praising him so that when those tough days come, you'll still look for something good to praise him for and get your eyes off the negative a little bit. America reads, listens to, and watches way too much negative. And we wonder why America is depressed right now. Because nobody is praising God like we should. Praise is for God, not for events. God tells us that if we do it with our whole heart, we focus on his loving kindness, we focus on his truth, and we do it during the hard days, he will make our emotions stronger. That's exactly what Psalm 138 is all about. It is a wonderful truth. It is a you say, preacher, why on a day like today would you preach something like that? Because I think it's necessary. I think we all need to learn to praise God in the hard days. And if we'll learn to praise him in the hard days, we'll be stronger. By the way, there's more hard days coming. I've lived enough life to know there's more hard days coming. So if I can get stronger now when the next hard day comes, maybe I'll be strong enough to get through it, not be depressed. Maybe when the next battle comes, I'll be strong enough and be able to get through it with less despair. And I'll be practiced up praising him for the good, for the word of God, for his loving kindness, for his truth, and for how he does not change. Folks, we have a wonderful God. We have a very, very wonderful God. Amen. Thank you.